All right, here we go, students. Hope you're having a good evening, afternoon, or morning, whatever time you're listening to this. What I'm going to do is kind of go over the expectations for the quiz concerning the causes of the American Revolution, as well as the different perspectives as well. I have the copy of the test up, as well as that graphic organizer I wanted you to complete over the main causes. First and foremost, what you do need to know is the definitions for the causes, five main acts. So the first one is the Proclamation of 1763. That it was the British law that stated that American colonists could not move west of the Appalachian Mountains. The purpose of this, of course, was to keep American colonists and Native Americans from fighting and the British, of course, having to spend more money in order to protect them. The second cause was the Stamp Act of 1765. This was a tax that was placed on all paper goods, newspapers, legal documents, playing cards, news, etc. The purpose of this was to help pay off the French and Indian War debt, which is roughly somewhere between 81 and 132 million British pounds. The fourth act was the Townshend Acts. This was a tax on pretty much all everyday type items: lead, glass, paper, paint, tea. The difference between the Townshend Acts and the Stamp Act, though, it wasn't necessarily for the pay off the French and Indian War debt. It was to pay for all British officials and troops that were stationed in the American colonies. This was to take some economic burden off of the British people. The fourth one, the 1773 Act, was the Tea Act. That was a tax on tea. The purpose of it was to help the British East India Company to pay. They were in some economic straits. They had a bunch of excess tea and they needed to unload it, so the British bailed them out. And of course the losers in this case was the American colonists, because at that case nobody in the American colonies, no merchants could sell tea from elsewhere, so it really hurt the American merchants. And the fourth one was the Intolerable Acts of 1774. It was a series of five laws that was meant to punish the American colonists for the Boston Tea Party. The British, the official name is the Coercive Acts, and that literally means force or punish. The American colonists called it the Intolerable Acts. Some of the laws were the Quartering Act, the the Quebec Act, that was another one, the Impartial, the Impartial Judiciary or Justice Act, and there's a couple others. Knowing the specifics isn't necessarily important. Just understanding the purpose of it is what's important. Looking at your graphic organizer, there's some other key things that you need to know: cause, effects, and you know how this event led to the American Revolutionary War. Part of this is, in terms of the causes, the cause of the proclamation was, one, the French and Indian War, but also Pontiac's Rebellion. It was to kind of unload the economic burden of the American colonists. The effects was it angered not just, you know, patriots living in the American colonies, it pretty much angered all American colonists. That was the main reason they fought the French and Indian War, was to attain this Ohio River Valley, and how the British Parliament passes a law saying you can't do that. Some American colonists, they resisted this particular law by simply moving west. You know, they just kind of stuck their thumb out at the British Parliament. How did it lead to war? It's sort of the building block of tension between both sides, between British and the American colonists. You know, like I said, the American colonists felt like they were getting gypped in this relationship and their partnership in the French and Indian War. Which kind of brings us, you know, 2 years later to the Stamp Act. Britain's in debt. They passed this tax to help pay off the debt, and the American colonists, specifically the patriots who opposed the British taxes in the Parliament, they felt gypped, and so that was the main cause, was to pay off the debt. The effects, you know, the American colonists, they did a variety of things. They protested the tax. They boycotted all tax goods. Women actually made, you know, some of the boycotted goods. They made their own newspapers. They tried to create their own playing cards and so forth. Stamp Act Congress formed, that was, we wrote petition and letters to the British Parliament telling them to repeal or to take away the taxes. Sons of Liberty. Sam Adams actually formed the Sons of Liberty. Even some of the Stamp Act tax commissioners or tax collectors, they were even harassed by patriots. And of course, this is sort of the divide in the American colonies between patriots and loyalists and neutralists. And so even the loyalists and neutralists and were getting harassed by the patriots. How did this lead to the war? What this ended up doing was sort of uniting by having a Stamp Act. Right? It sort of started to unite the American colonists together as in sort of a defiance or defense against the British. The third one was the Townshend Act. The Stamp Act was repealed in 1766 because it was so ineffective. The American colonists boycotted it to such a massive extent that they were actually losing money, so they ended up passing the Townshend Act. This was considered more of an indirect tax. Again, the cause of this was to help pay for the British officials who were and troops who were stationed in the American colonies. Part of the Townshend Acts were things like, you know, the writs of assistance, and part of the kind of thing that went beside it was the Quartering Act, where the American soldiers or American colonists had to house British troops. The effects, you know, many American colonists, they protested, kind of like the Stamp Act, they protested it. The biggest protest that erupted came from the Boston Massacre in Boston, or the Bloody Massacre, depending upon what perspective it's told from. And because of the Boston Massacre, the British ended up repealing it because of the whole event and the damaging propaganda that was issued and published against the British troops and the Parliament. And how did this lead to war? You know, because of the effects of the Townshend Acts, like the Boston Massacre, many American colonists started to join the Patriots. By the time the war actually began, 40% of the American colonists were actual Patriots, 40% were neutralists, and only 20% ended up remaining loyal to the British government, the loyalists. So they ended up repealing the Townshend Act after the Boston Massacre in 1770. However, they kept the tax on tea, and this was known as the Tea Act. And like I told you, the cause of this was to help pay off or help bail out the British East India Company. The effect was massive boycotts of all British tea. Nobody drank British tax tea, like who even remotely supported the Patriot cause. Tea was left on docks and rotting. I heard from many students' projects, they noted that, like in Charleston, they left the tea on to only rot and mold and have fungus and mildew grow on it because of the rain and moisture in the air. In Boston, they went on the British ships, these merchant ships, and just took the tea, dumped the chest into the Boston Harbor. And because of mainly the Boston Tea Party, because of the debt that it had incurred for the British East India Company, the British government wanted to punish the American colonists for this particular deed. So they issued the Intolerable Acts. First thing they do, they basically rub their noses or stick their noses up on the Bostonians. They pass the Boston Port Act, which officially closed the entire Boston port, the Boston Harbor. No ship could get in and out unless it was an approved British ship. And usually those are only military ships. So it was very difficult for them to trade. They had to rely a lot on the local people to provide them food and other necessary items for their daily life. The other things, like, you know, the Quebec Act, for instance, stripped away the freedom of religion for American colonists. They bolstered the Quartering Act, which made it more and more difficult to resist British troops being housed in American colonial homes. The Impartial Administration of Justice Act made it so that any British official or anybody even remotely linked to, or even like American colonists who was charged of a crime, they just shipped them back to Britain in order to be tried. And if they were sort of like a if they had anti-British sentiments that it was known of, they severely punished them. If it was like a British official who did a crime, they basically just let them off as soon as they got back to Britain. So all of these laws really just sort of hampered down upon the American colonists and made life a lot more difficult. And how did this lead to the war? What ended up happening after this, Massachusetts started organizing a militia, and they started arming themselves, sort of getting ready for violent conflict. Shortly after the Intolerable Acts were issued, the battles of Lexington and Concord were fought between American patriots and the British military. In those two skirmishes, the American colonists actually won. It took almost a year later for them to win their next battle. But the other major effect, all right, and this is significant, was that American patriots representing all 13 colonies issued or signed the Declaration of Independence, which declared independence from the British government. And this really just sort of was the straw that broke the donkey's back in regards to relations between American colonists and the British government, because warfare was declared for both sides. People chose sides. Some American colonists who were loyalists ended up fighting for the British neutralists, in many cases actually ended up joining the Patriot side when warfare broke out. So these are the main causes of the American Revolution. Also know the different perspectives. That's sort of key. I have a posting to sort of describes the different perspectives of the American Revolution. Know that, for instance, a loyalist supports the British government and the taxes. British government, they want, or the British perspective, they want American colonists to be responsible for pay their end of the deal for their protection. Patriots, they wanted independence from the Great Britain. They felt that their rights and liberties were being taken away, such as, you know, taxation without representation. They had no representation in British Parliament, and neutralists were sort of caught in the middle. I'm looking through the rest of the test and just kind of getting a sense of what else you need to know. Know who the Sons of Liberty are. Know what taxation without representation means. Know what boycott means. It's a refusal to buy goods. Sorry, phone rang. Let's see, what else do you need to know for the quiz? Let me think. Looking through here, just kind of strolling through the test. Like I told you, a good third of this test is going to be interpreting the different propaganda for the American Revolution. And if you don't understand this, you better ask me by Thursday. I want to use a lot of examples in for the review game that may help you. Let me think. Oh, just understand, too, the different types of resistance that American colonists used against the British. You know, they used boycotts. They actually signed petitions, committees of correspondence. That was something we really haven't gone over, but this was a committee of correspondence was sort of like a letter writing groups stationed all throughout 13 colonies that kind of kept everybody up to date in terms of patriot action against the British government and what the British were doing. Protests was another big form, and also publishing newspapers against the British government. Other than that, that's your test. Good luck. I have good feelings that you guys will do well. You've been impressing me over the past few days with your projects, and I really have seen from many of you a good grasp or understanding of the build-up to the American Revolutionary War based upon the type of work and efforts you've been putting in your project. So, toodles, good luck, and hopefully you'll do well on Friday's quiz.